Today I have a very small talk, but after I've finished speaking, wherever you are today, you will witness the power of God like never before. I've just had some instructions what the Lord wants me to tell you. And the way God's power works is you being open to it. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst. So I decided not to preach, but to share some things with you. You were on a tune, so I didn't tell you to stop. So I'm still going to sing for 5 more minutes or so. Then I will just go on from where Pastor Honey stopped. Or where Pastor Honey had to stop. I think that's a very profound word about the spirit of sonship. For we have not received the spirit of this world, that's the spirit of the system. But we've received the spirit of God by which we cry, Abba, Father. So the season is now, and I believe more than ever before, that the things that belong to the sons and daughters of God are coming back to them. This is the season we are in. And I want you to look at the nation family that you notice your calling. If you are not controversial, what would you be? Please show me any impactful work movement in the world right now. That what is going on in the world? Just show me one. How can we have 6 billion people and there is no young people's movement? How? Satan caged everybody. How is that possible? And it is not as if people didn't try. They tried. Footballers tried. Rich people tried. But it never just works. For you see, you're calling, brethren. You must be unapologetically controversial. Otherwise, you'll be known by none. You'll be inconsequential. So I want to show you something today. I'm going to speak about loyalty. It's going to be just what the Lord told me to tell you. You were in a tune. Don't sleep on me. You look like Sleeping Beauty, by the way. Good. Thank you. You may be seated. Let me just tell you. People have asked me if ask maybe a bit of too stretched, but probably asked as well. But let me just say, people have suggested and say, we know, PT, you don't believe in dreams and stuff like that. I believe in dreams. But the word of God is the final authority. In other words, no matter what prophet, the prophet can be the most known prophet in the world, will interpret dreams and stuff like that. But their word is inconsequential to the written word. So I believe in dreams. In dreams, God taught me. And so I'm going somewhere with this. It's going to be a story. In dreams, God taught me power. He taught me how to use power. And yes, of course, we read it in scriptures. Behold, I give unto you power. So because of that, he can teach us how to actually activate it over whatever he wants. He taught me the mind focus, as in it took time to teach me how to focus mind in order to get certain power result, how to heal, how to do those things. So that was in dreams. So I do believe in dreams. But they are not superior. In other words, I'm saying that if you don't have this kind of experience or encounter that I'm talking about, it doesn't make you less powerful. That's what I'm trying to say. Why? Because the word of God already says that, behold, I give unto you power. So if you have faith, that power is available to you. Now, in dreams again, I saw overnight. So this is why I had to say that first. I saw the spirit of death. And I'm not trying to scare you. You know that's not what I do. It's already uncomfortable that I'm starting this. I saw a giant. And at a crossroad, in other words, I'm telling you what's going to happen next in the world. Standing at a crossroad, clashing with people, young people is what I saw. It's like, you know, you run into somebody and you get killed because you run into somebody. It was clashing. But the only people that he couldn't touch were people who were seated in their position. I need you to hear me because this is what God revealed to me overnight. But that's not where I'm going. It takes people out of position so that it can kill them. And at that point, it doesn't matter who prays for you on what mountain. You understand that? When people, because what will happen next is that the delusion of the world will be so much. People, it was a roundabout. It's a junction of life where you don't know where to turn to. But it's as if there was a protection upon everyone who just stood, even if they are standing next to death, there was a protection upon them because they were where they should be. That was their protection. Their protection is not the deceit. You know, there's a deceit. When there's death in the country, pastors will come and say, I want to anoint you for not dying. It's a deceit. We all know it's a joke. We all know it is a money-making scheme on most occasions. No, the truth is, you sit where he has placed you. And in that place, there is no power that can stop the spirit of this death that I saw from doing what he's got to do. He will do what he's got to do. It's his own assignment. And when it is assignment, he's empowered to do it. But then there is a command given to him not to touch the servants of God who have the seal of God over them. He will not touch the servants of God who have the mark of God and purpose. Now, what is the mark of purpose? Assignment, meaning there's still something to do. That means you will not be touched. But the word will be touched. I saw him overnight. I saw the spirit responsible for death. He kills in both ways. He kills people who are alive and just trolling around, but they are dead. If I had the opportunity to say that in my language and you can then interpret it into your own language, I would have said it, but I cannot. Because it is again that YouTube stuff, isn't it? We're on YouTube, right? Okay, so you will get it. So there are people who are assigned to destruction. Now, I'm going somewhere today, and it will not look like where I started from. That's why I said I want to talk to you. Stay within the parameters and circumference of what God has called you to do. Do not chase money. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. The Holy Spirit will blow the whistle. It will tell you when to run after a deal and you will get it done. You will not be more lazy. Because remember, this is an inheritance talk. Ask of me the nations and I will give you the ends of the earth. You cannot be more ambitious in court than God. You cannot want more money than him. You cannot want more impact than him. In fact, by the time he shows you what to go and make, it will scare you. But it is his order, not yours. When I finish speaking today, I will begin to worship and pray. Something would have shifted in your spirit. And be all without knowing what I'm about to talk about, started us on a good note. Because I'm talking about what retains the spirit on the inside of us. How does he manifest? How do you get him? Because what it does is that it completely evacuates you and pour the spirit. You see that scripture that Pio read? That he has commanded his spirit into our heart. And that means that you no longer have a heart or mind. You have the mind of Christ. That's the Holy Ghost. You remember that scripture that says, for now we have the mind. And the mind is the home of emotions and stuff like that. Education is not what leads the world. It's people's emotion. So you have a Ivy League university graduate that cannot lead a nation because it cannot manage people, because it cannot manage his emotion. It will walk out of Nigeria and say, I cannot work with those people. Now, you can go and work with international organization, but really it means nothing, because you're not going to change anything in a white man's system that already sets. That's the truth. Let's just be honest. It is good that we are represented, whatever that means. But in the changing of lives, it starts from the people that manage the local government, because they are the ones that touches people's life, to the state, and then to the man sitting at the helm of the affairs, interacting with people. Any international assignment, it is already stipulated. It is ordered. There is order there already. But what changes are people coming from dysfunctional background. And what God wants to show them is that dysfunctional in court can make things functional. That the new function will be dysfunctional. Are you listening to me? That's going to be the new rising of the new people. God is going to take people who are dysfunctional to set function in nations. So the people we have right now are too functional. But their function is even way behind the advanced world, so we can't meet up. So what does God do in that kind of setting? It raises people from the dunghill. But I want to show you, if he will use you, he will have to look for something in you. Read that scripture, please.
For who has known the mind of the Lord?
He says, who has known his mind? What? And what is God? If you want the Spirit and you want to retain the Spirit, you have to know that mind. For who has known the mind of God? Meaning, you cannot have your mind and his mind. It's got to be completely. That's what I'm talking about, loyalty. That's what I mean about loyalty. I'm not talking about being loyal to me. I'm talking about loyal to the mind of God. For who has known the mind of the Lord?
So as to instruct him. But we have the mind of Christ.
So when he says, ask of me the nations, it's an instruction to him. Did you see that scripture there? Who has known the mind of God so as to instruct him? You remember that scripture that says, concerning you, work of my hand, command you me. Now, it's only his sons. So if I know the mind of my father, I can instruct him about how to fix Nigeria. But it checks me out in the season of knowing his mind. So the first 10 years or 20 years of your life, it's not supposed to be you asking him to give you money. It's God, can I know your mind? It's your majesty. Your majesty. Look at them running. Show me who you are. Follow me now. They've spoiled it for me. It's fine. I like my slow motion, you know. I know you're on fire, so you want to run. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him. You know, when a father gets to a position, and I'm a father to many, at times you just want your son to talk to you and say, this is how we're going to take this. This is how we're going to do this. This is how we're going to do this. This is how we're going to take this nation. Da, da, da. And for me, I'm glad. Who has known the mind of God so as to instruct him, how do you fix Croydon? You grow to a place where you can instruct him. Talk to me.
But we have the mind of Christ.
It already says, but we have the mind of Christ. That's the Spirit. The Bible says, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ in him, he's none of his. In other words, he doesn't inherit anything if he doesn't have the Spirit. So you see the disconnect between God and man now. We have requests, but we have no Spirit. And he's saying, I want to give you this thing, but there's no place to put him. Are you listening to me today? So God taught me that in nation building and in nation taking, there is a time to be quiet and acquire my mind. Everybody speaks their mind about Africa. Everybody speaks their mind about young people in the UK. But no one has known the mind of God. That's why they could not fix it. We can know the mind of history. You know, I've been reading history, Africa history, and God says, stop doing that thing. Got piles of books. So people ask me, I can say 1977. There are people who already know it more than you, and they can't fix their local government. Forget local government. They can't fix their streets. They will end up to be grammar men. And at the end of the day, most of them have British passports. They will just leave. They say, those people are mad. They are not mad. There's a mind of God. And so sons look for the mind of their father. Son, don't come tell me, this is what I'm going to do next. You're sitting with me and saying, I've studied your mind over time, then I know the next move. So with that, you will not be wondering, I wonder what Pete thinks. No, I'm looking at the son and saying, he's been here. He understands, for who has known the mind of God that he may instruct him, but we have. Go to the next verse, guys, please.
Brothers and sisters, I could not address you as people who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still what?
What, mere?
Infants in Christ.
So you can be worldly in Christ. They are worldly. Their finance is worldly. Their givers, they do tithe, but it's still worldly because it's a system. He said, but I speak to you now. I cannot speak to you as people who live. And you enter a church, they tell you, you give tithe and offering. It's a system. But then spiritual people come. They know the mind of God about their finance. They know the mind of Christ. They know the same mind. Why is the church caged? Let me tell you. You guys are in court crisis. People are saying this, da, 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 da. There's no church that could speak for you. And I don't blame them. Normally, it should be churches coming together and fighting for one of theirs. I don't blame them because they also know if they speak, nobody will hear them. CC Mill spoke for you more than church. All church put together. Partly, they are jealous. You've got something they want. And that's why they will never have it. Because what you have is not for you. It's for the whole body of Christ. Now, they can't have it because they are envious of it. And partly because of fear. Kingdom don't work that way. If I see a church... So today, if a church is under attack, you are the only ones that can speak. I'll speak for them and say, what's going to happen? What would you do? What would BBC do? You've seen all they can do. If those people like you, you will still not be rich. So I tell people, be daring to stand for what you stand for. You will not go hungry. It is called stagnation. You say, but if you do that, they won't give you this country. They won't. They will say, those people. They couldn't have given you anything in the first place. You know why? All things are yours. You don't beg for what is yours. I'll never go to a president or a leader of nation as a group ever again. Ever. As a group. It's mine. And I'm willing to wait because I'm loyal. So, what, let me go back to what I was saying before I got into the church one. So you don't blame church for that. They were not daring enough to have taken their own generation. But you must not be like that again. Otherwise, another church will come and blame you. I'm a seed man. I believe in seed. If you grind me, my powder will still be saying, seed, seed. Whatever you do, I'm a seed man. And it's unapologetic. And I don't even think we've pushed the limit yet. And I'm a seed man of anyhow, any which way seed man. Seed is seed. Don't let us apologize about that. I'm loyal. What is in the mind of God? So when God says, you know, you're talking, you're preaching, I just want you to take time and know what's in my mind. Because there's no loyalty unless you know the mind of the person. So look at this world. That's what. Let me start from the negative now in court. A person comes in court now. You, not in court, really. You guys, you clothe him. You feed the person. You raise them. You give your life to them. You open up your house. You do everything that you feel is necessary in order for them to have a better life. Yeah, I've seen PO take a kid to school, buy him uniform, buy him whatever. Yeah? And one day, he just wakes up and walk away. either a kid or an adult. You do know people do that in this world, right? They just go. Sometimes if they are decent enough, they say bye. Sometimes there's no even bye. It's just gone. Just vanished. In the person's mind, it's a normal human. But you do know it's not normal, right? It can't be normal. There's no way that is... Let's not mind so. There's no way that's acceptable. Unless you're a spiritual person. I'm going somewhere. He's not loyal. He doesn't care. She's not loyal. So you can imagine as a pastor how many of that we've seen in our life. It's like my whole life is just circled with that. Growing up in my dad's house, you know, those you call uncle, and then uncle just vanish. Then it becomes your dad's problem to explain. It's not really uncle, but as a child, you're thinking, if it's not uncle, what is it? It's very confusing. So you see the pastor's life is very, very terrible. Yeah? So I grew up saying that at home, I got it. Then I grew up and I'm thrown into this pastor thing and you realize, oh, that's going to be life. As in people will text you last week and say, sir, what a wonderful word. We're going to do blah, blah, blah. And the next week, they've left a group. You understand? Something is fundamentally, completely wrong. And you can't complain because if you do, they'll say, oh, so he just complained because I left his church. No, you fool. You have my clothes on you. Can you at least return the shirt? Give back my shoe. Then the guy begins to say, well, if you give something to the Lord, you don't take it back. Yeah, that's why I didn't give it to the Lord, because with the Lord, once it goes, it goes. With you, it's on your leg. Bring my shoe, my friend. But then you can't do that. Already religious people watching me are already typing, oh, yeah, you can't take it back. You take, are you? I'm going somewhere. He's not loyal. He doesn't understand that apart from spirituality, there are principles in life. And that's why I've got to tell you, if you leave one house fellowship for the other, you carry the one you're living with you in appreciation. You don't just walk away. Because remember, where you landed in, before you went there, you had complained about the last one. We're grateful that you're still in the nation. But no leader should gloat over that. You have the right to change. God may have a mission for you somewhere, but you carry to the next place with appreciation. You don't open your mouth and talk bad about a leader. He's not loyal. Now, just about the time, I'm just gisting you something. Just about the time that that almost gets to you and you're looking, how can this person behave like that? How can this person do that? And you can't talk, you can't shout, because if you talk, they will say you are this or you are that or da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So you can't talk. So a normal pastor that is not as eccentric as me, he has to keep it inside. Not sit into the stage of bitterness. And now he's going to have to behave to people with the bitterness of hoarders. It will suspect everybody. It will disdain everybody. Then he would have to put something aside for himself because he's thinking, these guys, you know, you raise them and they blah, 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 blah. I've heard that. I've experienced it. But there's an issue there. Just about the time that's about to get to you, humanly speaking, you look at others who have come out well. Yeah? You look at others and then you check that the proportion of those who do those things compared to those who don't. To be fair, there are more who don't than those who do. Do you understand these things? Put all this logic together and let's go into the mind of God now. I said all that to say to you that I haven't grown up with that. Grown up in a pastor's house. They come a pastor. Then I learned the next thing. Not from their action or inaction. I learned how to be loyal to God's mind. Meaning that It is not how I feel or what I feel. God is looking for my loyalty toward what he wants. So you see why I started with the negative side. It is loyalty to God that gives you the spirit and retains the spirit. Because God only has one thing in his mind for your generation. Only one thing. Nations. So you must be loyal to that call. And that call, someone said, it doesn't cost anything to be nice. That means that person has never been nice. Being nice costs everything. You know those YouTubers, is it YouTuber? They just paste it. That's a non-nice person. If you've been nice, you will know what it means to be. It costs everything, but the only thing that can keep you going is loyalty to God and his mission. You want the spirit without measure. When he says, who has known the mind of God that he may instruct him, is because God is looking for people whose hearts are completely him. I love when Pastor Yin began to join in with, for this cause I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named, that he will grant you to be strengthened with might by his spirit in your inner man, that Christ may live there. He lives there, that's your mind. That's the place. So when someone behaves in a certain way, what regulates it? Your loyalty to God, not to them. What regulates your giving? Your loyalty to God, not what your pastor did with it. So that's why I said I'm a seed person, because I'm loyal to what I found in scriptures. I'm loyal to a mission. It is not because what you will find in the world is at the point of ambition, in the age of ambition. I'm sure you've read that book, Age of Ambition. In the age of ambition, people become completely disloyal. At a point when you begin to find what you want to do with your life, what about you? Then disloyalty begins to come in and you can be a worldly infant. The Bible says, I cannot speak to you as like those who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still worldly, mere infant. So it qualifies worldly people that it is not that they are not in Christ, but they are infants. And God has given. So when we say men, what we are saying is people who have grown by the reason of use, who have used faith. They've pushed the boundary of soul winning. Yes. They've pushed the boundary of giving. And in their giving, even though they might look like they lost, right? That's how they develop faith. Yeah. Giving is so fun because that's the place where I develop. You see, a child, I saw Eze yesterday trying to walk. He started crawling, but he was trying to walk. Then he would fall, right? But by reason of use, he's trying to become an adult. Don't like what PT does, just try. Am I saying you will not fall? You will fall, but you will rise again, because what you are trying to do is to become an adult. I know why people don't leave their churches, because they are wondering, oh, would these guys be able to push this church to the next level? I need them to crawl. And that's why when I was still here, you were sent to Croydon, and I saw you crawl and walk. I was actually checking the exploit all these guys did in Brixton. And sometimes we may underrate it, but they were all under 25s. Have you got that picture, Eugene? I saw what the Pastor Connors, under 23. What Pastor Alex, what Pastor Daniel, what Pastor Rickwan, and what all these guys did in Brixton. You guys grew that fellowship to hundreds. You raised finance. And I didn't appreciate it until Pastor Onye came back from a meeting in Brixton. You know, the moment these guys got to Brixton, you know, crime reduced. Government statistics now. And the moment they left, the thing skyrocketed. Under 23. And God was looking for loyalty. And on that stage, you will see maybe 11 people. People that are missing now, maybe 2. That's a good record for a church, my friend. 11 people and 2. Jesus had 12. One went away. Thomas was never there anyway. He just kind of said, has he performed a miracle again? What is chaff compared to an harvest? There are 10 harvests there. There are 9 harvests there. What is chaff compared to the words? He says, so therefore, let the servant of God with the word speak the word. Are you listening to me? So you now tell me that these guys did this under 23 and they can't change a nation. The devil is a lie. What are you talking about? They had no experience. All they had was that they were sent out. So what brings their growth? By reason of use. So now I can talk to them as spiritual people and not as infants. Whereas you can have a pastor just in a little peck and who will not use anything. All he's using is the fact that he's older and he screams, Jesus! And the old women will try rolling on the floor. He's just using that. These guys went into areas where, and into area and generation where the gospel is rejected. Who listens to young people preaching the gospel? How do you listen to your own mate? But they did it. By reason of use, they were no longer, and I needed to say this so that you don't allow anyone to despise your exploit. Because you may despise it yourself. When exploit is in time, meaning you've spent time, you will see it as nothing. That was your making by reason of use. The word that criticizes you, remember that they don't invent anything. You've never been criticized by any one rich person. Never. Why would you then take that seriously? Like someone that is successful. Not one. So you are criticized by people who will fade away in a few months. They will have to go get a job. Mere infants. Infants do not know the mind of the Father. But don't be discouraged if you don't. At least try to walk. They say, well, they're just copying that PT guy. If the guy is walking, why not? Why should I copy someone else? Why should I copy a failure? Who should I copy? MPs? MPs who have all the budgets but cannot solve little crime on their street. That's who to follow? MPs? Ambition is so terrible that it makes you avoid the mind of God. And the ambition may not be rewarding at the end of the day. How do you say, a woman, I don't know you. I saw your son and you crying and crying. Then you come to church and say, I hand over my son, sir. Hallelujah. Then they want to pull us down. You're the one promoting it weeks after. Something is fundamentally wrong. I said, ambition does not have to reward you. It just has to make you feel something. I want to be in control of my son. Did we come to ask for your son? I don't know your son. I don't know. I think God delivered that son from you. I'll be permanently or temporarily, whichever one. That's his own decision. Ambition will make you despise loyalty to the real stuff that gives you the spirit. Because ambition is so blinding that however, it will not reward you, it will just make you feel good. And you won't pause to think, what is this though? What is the reward of this? You can be a very ambitious pastor. You just can't sit in a corner. My friends traveled all over the world until there's nowhere to travel to. They were showing big programs. They said, oh, when we went to Ghana, the governor of the state came to meet us. I was just living in Abbeywood myself. I'm just like, oh, wow. I wasn't envious because I don't want to go to Ghana. I don't want to meet the governor of the state of Ghana. I don't care. I just want to see life change. Then all of a sudden, they would tell these guys, a preacher is around from America. Everybody will rush there. And I'm not against you sewing into another person's church or program, but they all rush there and they start sewing because all those programs end up in sewing. So this pastor has sewn. He's expecting his members to sew on Sunday, but he says, sir, the program you took us to, we gave the old money to the big man. You leave your own vision. because you just want to take a picture. Ambition is not rewarding, but it disrupts loyalty. Now, forget all the physical and earthly thing I've used as an example. I'm going to the mind of God. Because as a pastor, I can abandon my post and begin to chase political position. Now, once I understand that those positions belong to God, it commands, it begins to speak to me as a spirit. Because it knows that my mind will not accommodate ambition. It knows that I have the mind of Christ. So it's not, in quotes, afraid to give me nations. But if it gives me nations now with ambition, it knows that I'll just say, you know what? My family is coming from a very poor place. This thing I'll have to protect with my whole life. So God says, go and deliver this message to the nation. You say, I cannot deliver it. I know if some of you become the president of a nation, you can wake up national TV one day and say, let us pray in the name of Jesus. Because why? You don't care if they sack you as the president the next day. You just go back to one of the trap houses and say, I showed them for 2 days. And you go back home. But a person of ambition, this is why celebrities are the ones suffering. Because with ambition, you have to protect. You cannot, even your own family member, you'll be afraid if your family member will do something wrong tomorrow. So you don't associate. So you die alone. Because that's what ambition does. So God asks you to check the, look at what God is looking for. This is my favorite scripture. 2 Chronicles chapter 16. Imagine you become president and say, oh, he only appoints people from nation fire. You say, yeah, exactly. And they say, oh, Senate will vote against you. Then you throw in and say, yeah, you go back home. You know, until you get to that stage, you cannot be successful in the new world. That your first loyalty must be to God and true mission, true assignment. Then you will prosper. Then you'll be so powerful that no hell. I told you God taught me how to be powerful. This is how. If you are not loyal to anything. And the world is a wicked place because people are, remember this, I'm talking to young people. People are usually only loyal to themselves. When push comes to shove, they will protect them. Dangerous world. Let me leave that for you. 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9. Look at this.
For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth.
Do you see that scripture? The eyes of the Lord. What is the eyes of the Lord? The Spirit of God, the Word. It runs through. So I need you to imagine that for a moment. His eyes is running everywhere. Have you seen eyeball walking everywhere? Runs through and fro where? This location on earth. Pastor Oni said it, that he's looking if he can find a person. Look at what God is looking for. He's not looking for people. He runs to and fro the whole earth.
To show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him.
Do you see that? Loyal is looking. So if God is not showing himself strong on our behalf, he hasn't found loyalty. Let's not blame God. Let's blame us. Because you are not the one looking for him. He's actually looking for you. The Bible says his eyes is not just walking the earth. He's running. Every minute looking. Can I find a loyal person? So do you see why I used the examples I used? I didn't use it to complain. I'm not complaining about anything. I'm the most blessed man when it comes to men. The gift of men. I've got. It's the you won't find it anywhere in the world. So I can't complain. I'll be foolish to be complaining. Go look for any movement that have 12 men set. We will do whatever it takes. Not to talk of hundreds of you. I already understand nation taking. I appreciate the hundreds watching. But I already know the numbers. I get it. What is monthly giving? It's just that whilst I'm here, you can't share testimonies. Let me cross and you'll hear testimonies. You'll hear. What is monthly giving? How much is monthly giving? That's the giving of two or three people among you. That's monthly giving. You know, my autobiography, and I need a year break to go write, is called Snakes and Doves. Madness. Snakes and doves. Because that's what Jesus said, right? He says, be as wise as serpent and as harmless as dove. So I want to give the world snakes that we needed on this journey. And doves. Anyway, go back to Chronicles now, 16. It's YouTube now. Someone will write snakes and dove tomorrow now, because it's YouTube. But it won't work. If you write it, it won't work, because there are experiences we've had that you don't have. Tell me.
To show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him.
He wants to show himself. He's looking for loyal hearts. You being in the nation family is a test of loyal heart. If you've received the Spirit, because outside of the Spirit, you cannot do these things. You become, as even the lead pastor, you can become loyal to yourself. You just look at your kids and say, I hope I've put something aside for these ones. My loyalty cannot first be to them. So when we speak like we speak, we are not despising family. We're empowering the family. For this cause, I bow my knees, and you cannot have loyalty to both at the same time. I bow my knees to the Father, meaning I surrender to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named. And I said, family first. I said, because Paul said marriage is honorable in all. And I said, but the man didn't marry. Just before you start throwing that scripture, he's telling you, marriage is honorable in law. But he didn't. He's just saying, and then he qualifies his word later. He said, if anyone wants to, great. He said, but for me, I'm on a journey. 1/4 of the world has to be delivered to Christ. Paul was not just a preacher. He was a philosopher par excellence. He debated in the biggest universities of the world. And he brought them to their knees. And he was the most criticized man on earth. And he got the most result on earth. Was not despising marriage or family. Was just telling you that when it comes to the matter of loyalty, I'll choose the first one first. Choosing the first one, which is God, is what makes others work. Your biological family will not die poor because you chose loyalty to God. They will be raised because of your own loyalty. If you want to drown them, get loyalty to someone that cannot lift you. Young people are never lacking in loyalty. It's about where they put it. When they are going to parties, it's with zeal. I've seen girls commit abortion for a boyfriend. Don't feel condemned. I'm talking about real life. The mom is still sitting there thinking, my daughter, she's done 3 abortions. Calm down. He said, but pastor, I don't need to know that. Yeah, but you're here now. You've got to know. But it doesn't make her evil. It doesn't make her bad. You did as well sometimes, but I'm just joking. But when their loyalty is fixed, have you seen young people loyal to drugs? When I was in uni, you can't tell me anything about weed. Weed is a savior as far as I was concerned. On the same pedestal with our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time, and I need no scripture. I could give you scripture. Why are you looking at him? I could give you scripture, so no else you could convert me then. I remember one day, I will never forget, and I know Pastor Lucy won't forget. I told you before, she wanted to give me those talk about this weed thing. If you've got to choose between weed and me. I was more than my weed. I looked at her. I said, weed. Because I already know it's just emotional talk stuff. And I know her, she's not the emotional type, but she must have learned it somewhere and said, I'm going to use this on this guy. So I was smoking. Then I looked at her. Said, yeah, weed on me. And I said, weed. We were loyal. We were loyal to a cause. But that curse had no power to lift us. That curse had no power to set us in a trajectory. And now we found this now. And we're saying that, mom, bank or work, we're not disloyal to you. You know, the message I heard this morning was Pastor Sam speaking. He said, love is declaration of war against something. Ah, that's so powerful. I hope you get back home and you listen to those words. It is not war to destroy them. So no wonder Jesus said, do not think I came to this world to bring peace. He said, but I came to bring sword. He said, son against mother, mother against son. It is not to destroy them. It is actually to get them out and reset this journey. No wonder when we begin to read words like, whoever we've been my disciple. You see, Jesus said that, right? Because when they want to make us feel guilty, oh, they're leaving their parents. I'm saying, Jesus said, if any one of you will be my disciple. No wonder Peter followed Jesus to a place where one of the members of his family was about to die, and Jesus raised him. So it is not to the disadvantage of family. It's just to say, this way you are going is not advantageous. This way you are going, you will end up mediocre. So, but I cannot do two loyalties. It's got to be one or the other. That's where our allegiance is. The eyes of the Lord runs to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart. I love other translations with this. Let me see. Amplified, for the eyes of the Lord, that he may support those whose heart is completely his. Those whose heart, their heart is the pumping blood, meaning where your heart is where your treasure is, isn't it? Is where your treasure is. So we know where your treasure is by how you respond. When you hear that Pastor Sam is about to preach, Pastor Tammy is about to preach, Pastor Nikki is about to preach, Pastor Shadia is about to preach, Pastor Obi is about to preach, or they are calling for something, we'll see where your heart is. Because you see, those men and women that I've mentioned and others, their heart is in no other thing than this assignment, and I know it. When Pete is about to preach, you know, Pete is not trying to go and build something in somewhere and be a big man. I don't want to be a big man. That's for your pastors and your leaders. They can be all the big men they want to be. I'm just loyal to whatever the Lamb says completely, unreasonably. Look at Amplified quickly, my darling.
For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth so that he may support those whose heart is completely his.
He wants to lift those whose heart is completely his. But it cannot be half-heartedness. People think when we preach the gospel of nations, it is you abandon all and you become nobody. How? You become the person. The gospel of the system of the world is what makes people nobody, one among numbers. If you become a doctor, there are thousands of doctors. Millions, probably. So you want to have the Spirit? You want to walk in the Spirit? I told you, when I finish preaching this and we begin to worship, you'll see what would happen for the next few weeks in your life. Ask God to adjust that setting. It is who and what are you loyal to? That's why it's not a matter of should we borrow to give or not. It's not a question. I already answered that. You know how many of your brothers have come to me in the days we don't have, and we just open our drawers and brought our money and say, okay, you want to do this business? I remember when Pastor Shad first came. I'm not trying to retrace stuff. I opened the jar and said, look, I don't know you, but it's not you. I'm loyal to a cause. I don't care. Did the business work or not? I can't even remember. I don't care. Say, also, you just give money away. I'm loyal. And I know you also, shout to and others, have done it to many other people. I'm loyal. Oh, well, you're just, oh, God, Pastor, you're so nice. You're helping people. I don't care about the people. I care about loyalty to God. So my spirit said, give him so that I can see that you're loyal to me. It's okay, sir. So we're not in the position where we sit and now say, well, you know how people behave. I don't care how people behave. I'm loyal. If he tells me to do it, I'm just going to do it. Now I've got to tell him, I won't move an inch if you don't tell me to. I'm not going anywhere. I've got, because to lift you, his eyes must find you. And when he looks down into your heart, he must find exactly himself. Please, this may sound simple, but it is worthy of note. He must not find you and Mr. Balogun or Mr. Akokie. He must not find a God with a feet of clay. He must find you completely his own. Do you understand that? He cannot find you and Toby. He will not walk. He will not build a nation. He can build the church, but he will not walk. I have experienced pastors. If you have problem as a pastor, which we didn't have problem, the other ones that have problems, oh, I remember when Spark had problem. How? Have you seen where we live? Have you seen when we had problem? Have you seen what I was driving? So how can I be the one who have problem? It's you that have problem. Well, but if you call that problem, I accept it. That's a serious one in a colony. So, but I've experienced them. They don't touch you. They don't want to associate. Even pastors. Let you be a member of their church and get into problem. And you see everybody just saying, so we can meet secretly. Is it at night? No. What did you do? When they are after one of you, I just switch on the camera and say, she's done nothing wrong. Go. If that was your biological son or daughter, it's not that what you would do. Our leaders are not loyal. We are not loyal. And it is not to blame them, it's to talk to you. It's you and I. Because what is in the mind of God must be what is in your mind. Then you have the spirit. If you are to do a business that will earn you billions, it will make it easy for you and it will show you, because it is just like him talking to himself. Do you know why God chose David so much? He said, I have found David, a man after my heart. The guy is constantly looking for what is in God's heart. So much so that when God wanted to punish Israel, God could not do it. He has to instigate David through his own heart. No, you didn't hear that. As in, things were so bad that God could not punish Israel. He has to, how do I put this now? God had to put wrong in his heart so that wrong can be in David's heart. You read it in your scripture. The Bible says God moved the heart of David to count the number of the children of Israel. God had to move his heart. Oh, God is saying, I can't punish these guys without this guy's heart. His heart became the thermostat, the regulator of a nation. So when I said God taught me how to have power in dreams, I said his heart. The nation was behaving according to his heart. Because God knows nothing can possibly go wrong in the heart of David. That's why the scene with Bathsheba, that woman, pained God. You ask me, how did that happen? It was a sight thing. David, for one moment, was not looking at what God was looking. The Bible says he stood at his own balcony and looked. So, focus your eyes on what your heart is saying. Don't look at your shortcomings. Don't look at your qualification or non-qualification. If you look into your heart and you've completely surrendered that heart to the Lord, the Spirit is there and it will be showing you what next. When it shows you, you don't go look at your bank account and say, but I can't do this. If it shows you you're giving in your heart, you don't go look at your possibilities. You look at that heart. And God begins to regulate the prosperity of your own nation. Whatever you cannot test with the nation family, God will not give you in the nation Nigeria or Ghana or da da da. He tests you here. Joseph got tested to a point where in Egypt, he wasn't looking for his dad or mom. They came looking for him. It's not, oh, now that I've prospered, let me. And he wasn't looking for his enemies either. And people say, ah, when I now get rid, those who didn't do business with me, I will show them. your heart is not loyal yet. So I will show them because they didn't. And now, when we now have, where would they now be? You are not ready to have. At the place where your heart becomes God's heart, you don't even remember hurt or wrong. So if you're still remembering wrong, it's not your heart, it's heart yet. Because love, God, heart, keeps no record of wrong. He doesn't remember. How are you remembering? His heart is not in you yet. You're not loyal yet. Last scripture for today. So now I want to show you what is completely in his heart. Micah chapter 4. Pio has read this again today. What is he going to do with you right now? There will be certain heart adjustments. Some of you are almost there, but not there yet. Today, with the power of God, because I've asked God, I just want you to demonstrate your power. That's what I asked him, and he's going to do so. That's the signs that follows the word. Some work. So I'm not loyal to newspaper or media or fame. I don't care what they say about me or not. I know I'm loyal to God to a place where I've never and will never cheat a person, ever. I don't have the capacity to. So if someone then says contrary, that's their problem. Well, I'm loyal to what I'm loyal to. God. True word, nation, family. Meaning that I will not put anything aside to protect me. It is only God that will do that. I will not do it. I will not put reputation or money or buildings or houses aside. So when people start saying, oh, you just don't know those pastors, what they can do, they will be protecting them. It's because that's what they are. What they are is not what regulates me. For them, some of them, or whoever speaks to us, what rules them is money. That's not what rules me. Never be rude. I'll never be brought under the power of money. But I'll also not be shy of talking about money because it is a mission. So I just don't even believe any church that don't talk about money exists. I don't think there should be any existence. Because the people will be poor. Why would God give them what they don't need? Micah chapter 4. Now, did I not tell you? Now, let's search the heart of God so that that's what is always on your heart. You know the first conquest, national conquest of David, was that he saw Goliath. And he asked the question, who is this that blasphemes against the Lord? He's not seeking fame for himself or his family. He just said, this cannot be right for the nation of Israel. Who is this guy? And he says, as God lives, I'll kill this guy. For the nation. It's not for David. Or Jesse. I just want you to know, as you're going, you are there for your family, Jesse. No, who is Jesse? At the war front, there's no Jesse. Goliath must come down, because if Israel gets blessed, eventually it will come to Jesse. The father of Joseph came to look for food. Then they found Joseph. This guy was already lost. They will come finding you when it matters. Otherwise, you will all die in hunger. In the last days,
the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established.
God repeated this scripture twice in scriptures. So you must know what is in his mind. Twice, the same way. If you go to Isaiah, you would almost think you are reading Micah. The same way. Major prophet, minor prophet. Meaning, if you are major in life, this is God's desire. If you are in court minor, just in your own corner doing your thing, this is God's prayer. In the last days,
the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established.
As what?
The highest of the mountains.
So you have the banking mountain, you have the Medicare mountain. It said the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest. I told you pastors will rule the next world. I'm not joking with this. It may look like a far-fetched word, But when I was talking about this Spark Nation 10 years ago, it looked like far-fetched, yeah? It will happen. It will come. That's what I'm living for. That's what God calls you for. Pastors will be leaders of nation. It will be pastors. And I'm not talking about coward pastors. I'm not talking about pastors who don't want to associate with church. They will be known as tongue-talking. They will be known as believers. They will be known as they live holy. Why don't we sin? Because of loyalty. Not start sleeping with people, but because I'm loyal. Sleeping with them is disloyalty to them and to God. It's disloyalty. What you're declaring at that point is that your pleasure is more important than what God wants to do. But as a young person, don't you know I have feelings? I know. Just exactly the way we also want to move on and do other things with our life, but we are bound to each other. Your pleasure must not come first. His pleasure, His will must come first. So it's okay for you to go sin and be saying sorry all the time. We hear you, but we know you're not loyal. We hear you, and God has forgiven you, and the grace of God is sufficient for you, but you're not loyal. We hear you. We forgive you. You're blessed. You're young. Those are things young people do, right? But you're not loyal still. And He won't show Himself strong on your behalf. It is not because there is no grace. There is grace. So your fellowship is still intact. But you can't trust things into your hands. Because that office will not be safe. It's already not safe. You don't have money much. But with money, which is a God on His own, you oppress the widows and they have not. Have you ever considered the word loving kindness before? You know what it means? Loving kindness means to love kindness. Those were two words merged together. You have to study and separate them. To love being kind is what it means by loving kindness. How do you put that with what I just said when you release into this? The mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be the highest. The house of God, Zion, will be more important than the bank. Why? How is that going to be possible? Because it will be a bank of people. In that bank, you will find the biggest, greatest people who have more knowledge in banking. But why can't he use the present church? Because bankers go there, you can say, oh, that guy is a big guy, but he goes to so-so church. But he's a big guy by himself. When he finishes service, you'll see him walk out with his family, going to his nice car. Boom! Next Sunday. Well, occasionally, he may get jobs for one or two people, and he wants them. Don't, in this office, don't say you know me. Do your work as a professional. No, it will be a bank of people. The nations will come and consult your pastors in order to employ you. So it will make it more important than the banks. This looks far-fetched, right? But look, if this is the Bible, I'm not reading from any other book. So if this don't happen, why are you believing that there's heaven, that is a paradise with street of gold? Why? Everything might as well be a lie. If this is not true, why are you hoping that? Because that's religion, is hopeless hope. So now, all the things that should happen in this life is not going to happen. But once you can't live anymore, you are now dead, you hope for it to happen. The mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains.
It will be exalted above the hills.
And guess what would happen?
And peoples will stream to
Everybody will be streaming into this house in order to get knowledge about what to do next. So you see what God has separated you for, why you must be Him. Otherwise, you'll be too powerful without Him. Do you understand that? Talk to me, verse 2.
Many nations will come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord.
We have seen the example of that before. I've seen where authority, and that's just snippets. I've seen examples, some of you were with me in Scotland Yard. I've seen example where the chief of them listened to us and said, okay, I'll bring together all the foundations and business leaders, and they just need to come to Spark. And when I thought that, I didn't reply their email on time because I didn't. I just thought, oh, whatever. They text me back saying, yeah, we were in the church. We came for foundation leader. Da, da, da. And those are snippets. All I just came to tell you in this nation is it is possible. It is not perfect. They didn't come for the celebration. Normally, when they go to black people's church, it is for celebration of their birthday. Just to make a statement to say, we associate with you people. If you don't come to our church and you come on your birthday, what are you saying? Please, don't let's be taking crumbs and clapping. The prince comes to break, to cut birthday cake because there are many black people there. What an insult. What an insult. The Bible did not say they will come and celebrate. It said they will say to one another, come, let us go up to his house to do what?
He will teach us his ways.
To learn his ways. Police will have to come to you to learn. They will not come to tell you what to do. They will come to learn. It will teach us his ways.
So that we may walk in his paths.
What will happen next? The law
will go out from Zion.
Do you see the law? That's policy that I was talking about on Thursday. Policies will go out from Zion. They will adjust how to treat young people from Zion. Not faith leaders. Not community leaders. From Zion, the perfection of beauty will shine forth. You know, if you meet me in 10 years time, this is the same thing I will still be preaching. Because this is what I've been preaching. Until God finds loyal men. Until God finds people that are loyal to him. Once your heart clicks in that dimension of loyalty, and you are not just loyal to yourself, not the house you will live in, not the cars you will live in, or buy, or ride. You are loyal to this mission. Blessings will come in ways you did not expect. Those will happen. So all you need to say is, Spirit of God, I'm loyal. So that we may walk in his path. They will come, their mind will be made up. To just say it, we will walk. Talk to me.
The Lord will go out from Zion.
The word of the Lord.
From Jerusalem. He will judge between many
people. I love this word. No, no, no. Yeah, that's right. It will judge between many peoples and
will settle disputes for
imagine
strength.
Russia and USA coming to church to settle their disputes. This is not Pastor Toby's imagination. This is the Bible. This is the word. This is the creation. It will judge between many people. Stop asking for little things. Little things accompanying big things. Little things are not requests. They are entourages. Did you hear me? When wisdom comes, riches comes with it. When authority comes, finances comes with it. It will judge between many peoples and will settle disputes for strong. I love the fact that I didn't put nation there. It's not just Liberia and Sierra Leone. That's important. But it says it will settle disputes among strong nations far and wide.
They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Everyone will sit under their own vine and under their own fig tree, and no one will make them afraid, for the Lord Almighty has spoken.
Conclusion. The Lord has spoken. What is my job? I've got a mandate, an assignment from heaven to raise a capital city. That's why I came to London. It took me 16 years to know. A capital base. From this place, billionaires will rise. Why? So that I can go to the nations and say to the nations that the law will go out from Zion so that we can get out of the boring church. Isn't it boring? Are you not tired of church, theater style, preaching of hope every Sunday, and we go home? God says, I want the Lord to go out of Zion, but in his capital people. That is why he found a power base and in it. That is why he found Connect, and now he's looking for people in within those houses right now. So what's your heart loyal to? We only have one vision here. It's the nations. I say, you don't talk about making heaven. If you take the nations, you will make heaven. It's supposed to be a walkthrough. It's not supposed to be a prayer. Let your kingdom come. It's not let me come to your kingdom. No, it is religious to then keep praying. Well, you know, finally, at the end of the day, may we not miss heaven. We say, amen. Those people are missing heaven. They are liars. If heaven comes to you, you're not going to miss it. You walk into it. You walk into eternity. Blessed are those who died in Christ, for their walk will follow them. When Jesus told us how to pray, he did not close his prayer saying, I'm finally just praying that you don't miss the kingdom of heaven. This prayer is not in the word. If that was Toby of years ago, I would have thrown this now. But the fear of media is the beginning of wisdom, right? I wanted to fling it, but quickly some flashes came to my head. Yeah. It said, in this manner pray. Our Father, oh God, do you understand the authority that Jesus walked in? Jesus did not just believe that there is anything he can imagine that is not possible. Because the Son, who has received the Spirit of the Father, his heart is completely loyal. It was loyal. Satan came in the wilderness, 3 temptation or more. It was loyal to the word. The cross, loyal. God found a man. He said, I can trust this guy. They wanted to make him king physically. He said, no, I'm loyal to a cause. There's a cause because there will always be reasons to be disloyal. If we want to find reasons, you will always find someone offended you. They are not doing this right. There will always be reasons. Even the people that I've read and said they didn't behave loyal. If you sit them down, they'll be telling you things. They will have like 10 billion things. Yeah? It's just that there will be nothing in the things. God is going to raise people. I'm telling you, leaders of the next world from this nation family. I don't know of anything outside though. This nation family, people that are called dysfunctional, God is going to raise them to lead nations. It will happen within the next decade. It is going to happen. There will be people with resources beyond words. It will happen. There is nothing that can change it. God has already declared this in the heavens. So there is nobody, listen to me, there is nobody that you know right now that is consequential to what I'm talking about. If they are there now, it's just to help you through. In the twinkle of an eye, the world is going to change suddenly. People that you do not know of will begin to grow out of places. That's what God positioned you for. When they called Joseph out of prison, his reputation or credit rating did not mean anything. What meant something was his person, who he has become. It didn't matter what media thought of him, because there are many great people media thinks well of, but they are inconsequential. When problem really starts, they need. I position myself with my heart and I keep reminding God, I'm just loyal. I don't want anything apart from what you want, the nations. It's just the nations. That the law, the policy that regulates people's life will come out of Zion. Are you loyal to these things? Seek ye first the kingdom. I'll never complain about seed. I'll never entertain whatever. Because I understand it. I get it. I know what it is. It's my display of loyalty. You don't declare loyalty to PT. No. It's a vision. I represent a message. It's a message. I'm sent with a message to say that from the lowest of places, world leaders can rise. That's my message. So when I'm telling people, don't sin, don't touch that sin, I'm just telling them, that's your background. You will go back there. That's all I'm saying. But do I want young people to enjoy themselves and express themselves and even have as many boys or girls as they want and express youth? I want it. I want it because I want it. But the problem is, it will be a problem. So if you're watching me for the first time today, or for the 100th time. Maybe you understand Nation Family more. Spark Nation. Spark. I said, did you remove the name? So that no, it's still the same. It's just Spark Nation Family. But rebranding is also good in this word. Nation Family. Or whatever. We are who we are. There's no apology. And that's not a statement of pride. It's a statement of understanding. I've seen the quality of people here. I've seen where you're coming from. And I've seen what is possible. Do I get frustrated sometimes that you're not where you, I think, you should be? Yes. But then I realize where you're coming from. And then I can see the next decade. That's why I emphasize Brixton today. These guys were under 24 or 23. Under 23. Please, I beg of you, show me one thing like that. Forget the Nation Family. That's too big. One like that from Brixton alone. Show me one in the world. Just show me one. America is big, right? With a lot of young people. Show me one from America. Don't let age change your loyalty. You know, when people start getting older, they feel now I know better, you know. I mean, a pastor has told me before, he said, yeah, your young people, they will be excited eventually, they will grow out of. I said, really? That's what happened to your church, right? Everybody has grown. So there's no more excitement. So then I want to ask the pastor, so why are you still doing what you are doing? Is it okay to quit? So you know they've outgrown the zeal, right? But you just take offering from them. In a reasonable world, why are you giving offering and tithe and all those stuff? The pastor can't tell you. This is the future. This is where we're going to. Don't let age take that. If you are not as excited as you were 5-6 years ago, you change loyalty. You can sugarcoat that under anything. You change loyalty. Look at me. Some of you came in here 5 years ago. Has PT changed? It's the same zeal. Why is yours changing? I've seen the end of adulthood. I've seen it. I've seen them and I realize what you're chasing. You know, when it's like when a girl first gets a boyfriend, she's now on top of the world. She feels, no, I'm now grown. But we've seen the end of that. I want to pray a simple prayer for you today. Of course, you must change loyalty from wrong things to right. If you're following what is wrong, change. Change loyalty from sin to righteousness. Someone said, if I'm not a giver, am I a sinner? You already know the answer in your heart, right? Giving changes people's lives. This is why we do what we do. This is my motivation, Micah 4. A time will come that we will settle dispute among nations. Strong nations. A time is coming and that time is upon us, men. That's why it's men's service today, so to speak. The anointing of God will come over you and something will begin to drive you in a certain direction. You will have no control to stop it or slow it down. So cleanse your mind of many voices. Say, Lord, I'm loyal to whatever you are doing. Yeah, I want to become this. I want to build this. I want to buy this. I want to buy that. And you should celebrate people who buy and build all those things. But you should know that for you, and I cast this vision to you as your pastor, for me, it's either nations or nothing. If I don't get the nations, I'm dying. Sorry. I don't want to be in a big house. I don't want it. Do you understand? I don't want a big church. Unless if it's nations church. I don't want it. You know, loyalty change when they are calling you to the altar and your hand is going like this. Say, wow, the big man is coming. Loyalty has changed to himself. God, whatever you want. Father, I pray for everyone that is listening to me right now in Jesus' name. I understand that these are hard words, especially in a world that is distracted. But Father, I've asked you for signs and wonders that everyone that you've assigned for this assignment, they're listening to me right now. Do the work in our hearts that needs to be done, that our hearts will be tuned to loyalty to Jesus. Now, you can connect any, let me see the comment sessions. You can connect any of the fellowships. I'm sure they will be telling you how to connect them. I call them fellowship, but they are actually churches. From Elite to Pulse, from Pulse to COD, City of David, from City of David to Family Capital to Connect, from Connect to Powerbase, from Powerbase to Inspire, Pulse, Inspire. If you want to know how to give your life to Jesus, just connect to one of these platforms. I believe a work of power is happening in you right now. That word. He sent his word and he healed them and he delivered them out of all their destructions. So if you don't know the Lord Jesus, all you just need to say is, Lord, send your spirit into my heart. I know people want to take nations or a city, but they've not demonstrated their loyalty to God. And all of a sudden we say, oh, I want to be the governor of this city. How? I pledge allegiance. Everyone, let's say it together right now. If you want to connect to any of the families, this is your season.